Everyone, good to see everyone once again. And I want to talk about one of the major roles on Rosh Hashanah. You know, a number of people play a significant role on the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. We have, of course, the Bali Tefillah, the Baal Shachris, the Baal Musaf, the different Chazanim, Psukei Dezimra. We have the Rabbi who gives a drasha. We have the Baal Tokeya. And then there's one very minor job on that day. It seems pretty insignificant, almost unnecessary. And that's the job of the Makri. The Makri, the one who calls out Tekiya and Shvarim Trua and Tekiya. Sounds like a pretty insignificant role. So I'd like to discuss the role of the Makri, but in light of a couple of interesting halachic shilas, and to give a different perspective of what the role of the Makri might be. So I'm going to share with you the Mar Makomos. We'll learn this together. If you take a look here at number one, the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, it's quoting the Ramah. Really, the Ramah tells us that Nogin Lahakros Lefnei HaTokeya, that there's a practice that someone calls in front of the Baal Tokeya, say their Tekiyos, the order of the Tekiyos, Mila B'Mila, Tekiya, Shvarim, Trua, and so on, Kedei Shlo Yite, so that no one makes any mistake. V'nachanu, it's a very proper minug. It makes a lot of sense. You know, usually I'm the Makri in my shul for one of the minyanim. This year I have to be the Baal Tokeya because we have a couple extra minyanim. So now, you know, as the Baal Tokeya, I've got so much in my mind to think about the halachas, and everyone's watching me, it's going to come out smoothly, and I may not remember if it's Tekiya Shvarim Trua. It looks easy, but I'm telling you, it's not easy. I haven't done it yet, but I'm so nervous just leading up to the day. So the Makri really serves a very, very important role. And the Magen Avraham says here, number two, that lehakros had mispalel shachris. The practice had been that the chazan who daven shachris is the one who calls, he's mikro le'atokeya. He calls out to the Baal Tokeya, Tekiya, Shvarim Trua. Gam Tekiya Rishona Yikari Lefanav. Even that first Tekiya. The first Tekiya now, even me, my first year Blong Shover, no matter how nervous I am, I know what the first sound is. I'm not going to mess up the first sound. Now, it might not come out properly. Maybe it will be too soft and too loud. Who knows? But I know it's a Tekiya. I don't need the Baal Tokeya, rather the Makri, to remind me that the first sound is Tekiya. And it's very problematic to say that, because if the Makri speaks between the bracha of Lishma Kol Shofar, and then the Shechianu, then he says the word Tekiya, he's being mafsik between the bracha and the ma'aseh mitzvah. We're never allowed to be mafsik between the bracha. If you say a bracha on hamotzi, you have to eat. You can't speak in between. You say the bracha on lulav, you can't speak. You have to shake the lulav first. So why is there a heter for the makri to speak in between the bracha and then tell the Baal Tokeya what to say? Then if you're going to tell me, because the Baal Tokeya might make a mistake, so then I understand. It's the tzorach mitzvah. But it's not the tzorach mitzvah here. Everyone knows what the first sound of the Tekiya. So the Magen Avraham says, I'll tell you, I have a raya based on a halacha in Birchas Kohanim. Birchas Kohanim, we have a similar thing where the Chazan is telling the Kohanim what to say. We're going to say it Rosh Hashanah, Yivarechecha. So that's the first word. You say all the words, so the Kohen doesn't make a mistake. But everyone knows that the first word is Yivarecha. The Kohen doesn't need to be reminded. Why should the chazan be mafsik and say yivarecha? It's unnecessary. But nonetheless, the psak is that you're allowed to say the first word yivarecha. So too, says the Magen Avraham, the makri could say that first tekiya, even though it seems unnecessary. So we take a look at the Shaar Tzion. The Shaar Tzion takes the Magen Avraham to town on this heter. Let's learn together, number three, number four here, it says, Magen Avraham b'shem ishla. Ube'emes Ein ze barur. In reality, this does not seem very clear, says the Shaar Tzion. The Gam Sham, even there, with regards to Duchening, Hilchos Duchening, Birchas Kohanim, Simen Kuf Chav Ches Siv Yud Gimel, Leinian, with respect to Nisiyas Kapayim, Sheinian Hamakri Nilmar Mikra, there's a Pasuk that tells that the Chazan should call out Dichsev Emor Lahem. It says the Pasuk in Naso, that's the source of Birchas Kohanim. It says, Emor lehem, that you should say to them, you should tell the Kohanim to say, Yivarechecha. So there's a source for it. Mikol makom, B'sif yudgim ha'adei rishona sfirlei te'ein tzach b'teva rishona lios makr. But the first word you don't need to say, that's obvious. And this master from the Ber Grai says that that's the ikar din, that's how we should paskin, that not to say the first word yivarecha, even though it says in the pasuk emor lehem by Kohanim. So if that's the halacha by Birchas Kohanim, that you really should not say the first word, kol shekein hacha, here, by shofar, dein lehem shum remez b'krav, there's no pasuk that says there should be a makri, v'lo b'shas, there's no pasuk, there's no gemara in shas, rakshin nilman me'asa, me'asam, k'dei shol yitzeh, just not to make a mistake. There's no real source to have a makri. V'lachein, says the Shaar Tzion, la'anias daiti, af desham tzarech linog, k'yesh omrim. Even though by Birchas Kohanim the practice is to follow the yesh omrim, that you can say the first word, yivarechacha, achrei shekein nagu, that's been the practice. But it makes sense, because it says, emor lehem, maybe you're fulfilling a pasuk of emor lehem, by Birchas Kohanim. Mikol makom, binyanenu, with respect to our halacha by shofar, b'makom she'ein minog, there's no minog, yoser tov, says the Mishabura, shelo li kares b'tkiya rishona. The makri should not say that first tkiya. K'dei shelo yeh hefsek la mikra. So there shouldn't be that the makri is making any hefsek between the bracha and the mitzvah of shofar. Fascinating, fascinating shaila. So that's how the Mishabura paskins. But every single, I've only been around for 39 years. I've never seen a shul that did not have a makri. And I imagine everyone here as well has never seen such a shul without a makri. So the Mishabura says you shouldn't. It's a hefsek. What is the explanation of the makri saying that first word, tekiya? I get every other one you can make a mistake, but not the first one. What's the basis for this? So Rav Soloveitchik had some explanation. I'll just share our regular achas. I'm not going to go this direction, but I feel the need and the want to share with Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik explained, Rav Soloveitchik spoke often about something called a matir. You can't eat food until you say a bracha to allow you to eat food. I can't do a mitzvah until I say a bracha that allows me to do a mitzvah. I'm engaging in the kiddush of a mitzvah. I need a heter. Who am I to step into a sukkah to shake a lulav? So I'd say a mitzvah, it's asking rishus to let me do the mitzvah. So Rav Soloveitchik said here as well, who am I as a patokeah to blow a shofar? Who am I to blow the shofar on behalf of the entire kehila? So the makri is the matir. Bim saying tekiya, he says, no, blow the shofar. Go already. It's the heter for me to blow the shofar. That's how Rav Soloveitchik explains. I want to explain quite differently. But before I answer the question, I want to raise another point here. Another point that's brought down by the Prima Gadim, that there's an Indian that the makri should be the Moed Tzedek, the Rav. The Rav should be the makri. Now, you know, to be honest, I've been the makri the past few years. It's not a hard job at all. You just point and say, Tkia, Shvarm Chua, Tkia, that's all. And maybe if he's off by a couple seconds, or maybe there's a mistake, so the makri maybe tells him to go back. I never had to tell anybody to go back. It's a very, very easy job. So why do you have to have a rabbi be the makri? What's the significance of the makri? So these are the two questions. Number one is, what's the heter to say tekiya between the bracha and the mitzvah? And what's the inyan of having a makri be the rav or someone of stature? So I think the idea is as follows. You know, oftentimes we go through life and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending us messages from all different places. And we don't pay attention to those messages. We miss these kolos, that these bas kolos going throughout the world. We just miss them. You know, there's a great Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov explains, based on the Mishnah Maseches Avos, that it says, Mechol Yom V'Yom, every single day, Yotzeis bas kol me'Har Sinai, there's a bas kol that comes out from Har Sinai, and right, and it screams out, "Oylehem mi'abonus haTorah." Woe to them from the abonus haTorah. Woe to us from the disgrace of the Torah. So Baal Shem Tov asked the question: has anyone ever heard that call? Have you ever heard such a sound? I've never heard it. Never heard of anybody else who heard of it. So who is that bas kol for if nobody hears it? And the Baal Shem Tov explained, it's not a kol that you could actually hear. It's any time in life you experience a form of inspiration, where you feel a great uplifting moment. You hear a great cheer. You experience something, a great meeting, a counter with something. You want to be better. And you experience it, but you don't act upon it. Those are the bas kols that carry us through life. So we hear kolos of the shofar all the time. Maybe not an actual tkiah, not an actual shram chua, but we hear Kadosh Baruch Hu sending us messages, but we're just not paying attention. I want to suggest that the makri is not really helping out the Baal Tokeya. Trust me, the Baal Tokeya is so focused, especially the first sound, he's not going to miss the tkiah. The makri is speaking to every one of us who is not blowing the shofar. Pay attention. This tekiah is for you. We could go through all of Rosh Hashanah. Now this year we're not going to hear the shofar in day one. We're going to hear it in day two on Sunday. But we could go through the whole shofar and just like not pay attention. All right, do. And then just like not internalize it. The Makri says, tekiah, you over there, Reuven, pay attention. This is for you. That's that Basco. Wake up. Become a better person. That's the idea to wake us up. I'm going to try to prove this point. You take a look back at the share screen. Take a look here at number six. Number six, the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Beis, teaches us the following. Vayikra el Moshe Yedaber. Moshe Beinu was called out to Hashem, says, Vayikra Moshe, calls out to Moshe, Moshe, Moshe. And then he began to speak. So Lama Hiktim Kriya Ladibur, why does it have the Kriya? Why do you call a person before you speak to them? Limda Torah Derech Eretz. The Torah teaches us Derech Eretz. Shelo Yomer Adam Davar L'Chaveri. You shouldn't speak to a person. Elim Kein Karei. Unless you call him first. Catch his attention first. We oftentimes, my wife and I try to train our children, be Mechanecha children. You know, if you want something on the table, we're having dinner together. They say, someone pass me the water. Someone pass me the ketchup. You say, no one knows you're talking to them. You're speaking to the, you know, to the kitchen. If you want it, say, Yeshaya, could you please pass me the ketchup? Batsheva, could you please pass me the water? Once you catch their attention, so now they know to focus, limda Torah derech eretz, that you should first catch a person's attention, say, excuse me, and then speak to them. So the makri is the one who's being Kareh, he's calling out. He's Kareh, he's calling out to the people, Tekiah, Reuven, pay attention. Shimon, pay attention. This is for you. This is the bas kol that you're supposed to pay attention to. It's a message that you're supposed to listen to. And I found that Baruch Hashem Zocha to find that the Imri Emes seems to say the same thing. And he says, I'm reading just the bold here, number seven. He says, Kriyahi, Hachana. The word Kriya means to prepare yourself. Get yourself ready. We say Vayikra El Moshe, and when you say Vayikar, by Bilam, it's a Vayikar. Vayikra is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yisrael, prepare yourself. Lo Lumos, not to the Umos. But Vayikar, by the Amalek, it's Vayikar is by happenstance. No, we don't do happenstance. We prepare ourselves. Hashem says, Vayikra El Moshe, get ready. And the Malachim, reading further in the bowl, the Malachim also, Yesh Gam Kem Nachana. The Malachim also prepare each other. Kodem HaKadusha, what do we say? They call each other. What does it mean? We say every single day, Uvalet Sion, we say Batargum, Umekablin Dain Min Dain, which means Mekabel, get ready to receive something. And we end up saying, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. You want Kadusha? You need to get yourself ready. Vikara Ze El Zev Yomar, Vayikra Moshe. Tekiah, get yourself ready so you could hear that shofar. Because Kiakriya says Imri Emes, Hikadei Lekabel Ol Malchus Shemaim Lios Davuk B'Shorish. It's a way of that you're ready to receive the Malchus Shemaim of Hashem so you could cling to the Shorish, to the root. That's the Achana. And listen to this, every single day, says Imri Emes, for that reason, Lachain Kodim Atfila, before Shemona Esrei, in the morning and at night, Korin Kriyashma. Kriyashma, what's Kriyashma? The Lashon Kriya. That the Kriya is Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemaim v'achana the tefillah. Shema is in order to prepare us, to be meichin ourselves, that we should be makabel shemir esrei, to be able to talk with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, one-on-one, pel peh. But we have to pay attention to the messages. I found in the Minhag Yisrael Torah, an incredible sefer that explains all different reasons of various minhagim. There's a big discussion about kavanas. We're not talking about kavanas. To have kavanas when you're the Baal Tokeya, to have kavanas when you're the Makri, to think about the different Shemos Hashem. But the Minhag Yisrael Torah, he writes on this simen in Shulchan Aruch and Tav Kuf Pei, this is, I believe, Tav Kuf Pei Hei, in O Zayin at the end. He says, the Iker Kavanas HaMitzvah Hi, the simple Kavanah, the Iker, the primary Kavanah that you should have as a Makri, it's that Rachmana that Hashem says, Amar Tiku, blow the shofar. What does that mean? He says the Kavanah should be, Hinini Muchan U'Mezuman L'Kaim Ratzon HaBor Yisbarach Shemo Shamar Tiku. It all it is get ready to perform the mitzvah. Be making yourselves. Hinini Muchan. Hinini Muchan U'Mezuman to prepare yourselves. That's what it's all about. The Makri says to everyone else, Tekiah, it's for you. Get yourselves ready. When else do we have where there's a communal Hinini Muchan? Only on Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the only 2 days where the Baal Mosef says, Hinini. We don't do that by any other. Maybe by yourself you say the Hinini Muchan Zuman, but not by in the Tzipur, because we're getting ready. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is about getting ready in general. But what the Makri is doing on Yom Kippur, rather the Rosh Hashanah, the Makri is saying, every single person in the Tzipur, Hinini Muchan Zuman, get ready. The Karazel Zevi Omar. We have a few interesting psukim here. You look in the beginning of time, number 9, in Bereishis, right after Chet of Adam and Chava, which happened on Rosh Hashanah. It says, Vayishmu es kol Hashem Elokim mishalich began, and Adam heard the sound, the kol, of Hashem walking in the gan, the ruach hayom. Vayishchabe ha'adam, and he was hiding. He was hiding. Adam was hiding from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Ishto and his wife as well, Mipnei Hashem Elokim Besoch Eitzagan. We oftentimes experience moments in life. We experience this Kol Hashem, Kol Shofar, and we just plain out ignore them. Vayischabe, we ignore them. There's a Maisa, there's a boy once hiding underneath a bench, a park bench. And the Rebbe comes over and sees the boy's crying. He says, why are you crying? He says, because we're playing hide-and-go-seek and nobody's looking for me. And the Rebbe said, no, Kadosh Baruch Hu is asking us, are we looking for Kadosh Baruch Hu? Are we hiding underneath the bench? Are we vayischabe adam v'ishto? Are we paying attention to the kol Hashem Elokim? Are we paying attention to the kol shofar? Are we paying attention to the baskel that comes from Har Choriv every single day? Now, there's another pasuk that we read on Rosh Hashanah, in number 10 here, the Kedesh Yitzchak, it says, Vayikra Elav Malach Hashem Min HaShemayim. The Malach Hashem called out to Avram. Avram was ready to shecht his son Yitzchak Avinu, as we know. He had the knife in hand. Yitzchak was all tied up, ready to go. And a call comes out from above, from a Malach, Vayikra Elav. And what's Avram's response? Avram does not. Vayischabe, he does not hide. But instead it says, Vayomer Avram, Avram, Vayomer Hineni. When the voice calls out, Avram, Avram, he says, I'm here, I'm prepared, I'm ready. Hineni Muchan Muzuman, I'm ready to tell me what to do. The response to a Vayikra, the response to a Makri, is to say, I'm ready. I'm paying attention. The Karazer El Zev Yomar. And we have to pay attention to what our message is. There's one thing is to pay attention to a message. There's another thing to pay attention to what our message is, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to me and you, not my neighbor's message, not my chavrusa's message, but my message, that's for me. We can't confuse with someone else's message. We need to stay alert to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to me and tell him what he's saying to you. There's a beautiful Gemara which really resonates with me, which I think you could explain in Darshan to say this very point. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Chaf Aleph and Me'alf, the last Mar Makom on the page, your number 11. It says to us, Tanya Kavasa Reb Shila, that Hayotze LeDerech, one who goes out to travel, Kodem Kriyas HaGever, before the Kriyas HaGever, means when the rooster would make his sound, Damo Berosho. His own blood is on his head. It's dangerous. If you're going to travel before sunrise, it's dangerous. You're responsible if anything happens to you. It's dangerous. There are crazy people out there. But perhaps we could say a little bit differently. Kriyas HaGever could also, the word Gever means a person, a Gavra. Kriyas Gavra, a Kriyas Gever, a person's call. A person who's Yotzei LaDerech, a person goes on a path. Kodem Kriyas Gever, before he's called to that path. Meaning he's going on a path that's not his. So then, Dama Barosho. You're trying to follow someone else's journey in life? Dama Barosho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending out baskos all the time. There's a Kriyas Gever all the time, but make sure it's your derech, not someone else's derech. Don't go before you're called. Follow your path in life. There's a ma'aseh that happened with my son. You know, of all my children, Kanayda Hara, Yisrael Meir. Yisrael Meir is my second youngest. He's turning 8 this coming Cheshvan. So probably the best stories with Yisrael Meir. He probably gets the most mentionings of all my shirim. So a couple years ago, I was given the task of giving him a bath. I don't oftentimes give bath to my children. I hang out with them in other ways, but bathing is not my my forte. But for whatever reason, my wife is busy doing something, and I was gracious enough to give my son a bath. So I was a little new at it. I don't do this often, and so I prepared the bath for him. I said, get ready in your room, get undressed. I'll meet you in the bathroom. So I'm getting the water ready, making sure it's not too hot for him. And it's like, Yisrael Meir is known to sometimes just like dray around a little bit. He takes his time. So a few minutes pass by, he's not coming. So I call his name out, he's still not coming. I go to his room, and I see Yisrael Meir standing by the window, standing there dressed like Adam HaRishon Kodem HaChet. And he was standing looking out the window, and I said, Yisrael Meir, what in the world are you doing? I'm waiting for you in the bath. Why are you standing naked looking out the window? So he says, Abba, he says, there's a guy sitting in your car. So he says, what do you mean there's a guy sitting in my car? He says, yeah, there's a guy sitting in my car. I said, so why don't you tell me? So I go and look out the window, and there's Taka, a guy sitting in my car. So, it was obviously strange. So I took out my keys, and I just made sure that was my car. I honked the horn, and yeah, there's a guy sitting in my car. So I'm like using his phone in my car. And then I said, okay, I'll just like press the panic button. So I pressed the panic button and started like beeping, beep, beep, and the sounds and the lights and everything. The guy jumps out of my car. And I went to see who it was from the window. And it turns out it was my neighbor's like grandfather who was in the car. And he just confused my car with his car, which was in front of the other house next door. And I feel bad. He was so startled. But that's an example of a guy who's been Yotzei B'derech, Kodem Kriyas HaGever, a guy trying to travel a path, a journey that's not his. That's not his journey. The idea of the Makri is that he's calling out to every single person. And that's why it's not just any person who could read Tkia, Shvarim Trua. It's Dafka Emori Tzedek, as the Prima Gadim says. Dafka, person who's a Rav, who is an individual of stature. Because, if your neighbor tells you to pay attention to the kolos, you may not pay attention. But if the rabbi of the shul is paying attention to you, he's calling out, listen, Reuven, Shimon, pay attention. This baskol is for you. So maybe you'll pay attention. So I think with this understanding, we can understand now the role of the Makri. The Makri is playing a very simple role of Vayikra Moshe Vayidaber. Calling out each person, Hini Muchan Muzuman, pay attention. V'karzel Zev Yomar. Pay attention to the kol shofar and pay attention to your whole life, to all the baskols. All the moments of inspiration of Kadosh Baruch Hu is sending each one of us. And stay on your path. Stay in your lane. Make sure it's your basko, not someone else's basko. Don't be vayischabe adam v'isha. Don't hide from the Kol Hashem, but rather embrace it like Avraham Avinu v'yomer hineini. So I'm going to finish off with a very, very, very simple poem. My oldest daughter, Batsheva, she's in 11th grade, a number of years ago, she wrote a very basic poem, very profound, But very simple. I'm not sure what grade she was in, pretty young. It doesn't sound like a poem she would write when she's in high school, but maybe it was. But it's entitled, my family were very into music. My oldest daughter, she plays piano. I have another son, Ishai Moshe, who writes music and sings. So she wrote a little poem about, it's entitled, Together We Can Create Music. And this is actually a beautiful thing. I'll actually share with you a beautiful Aruch HaShulchan before I read the poem. Now, I'm speaking about the importance of each person listening to the bas kol, but listen to your bas kol, not someone else's. And the Aruch HaShulchan writes in his Akdama, I'm going to take off the share screen actually so I can see you. One of the Akdamas the Aruch HaShulchan writes to Choshen Mishpat is, you know, Torah is called the song. Why is Torah called the song? Why is Torah music? He says, the beautiful thing about Torah is because there can be so many different opinions, and they're all true. Elu ve'elu. Dibel kim chayim. So he says, when you have a whole orchestra of instruments, if there are 20 people playing the same instrument, 20 people playing piano, or 20 people playing the violin, or 20 people playing the trumpet, so it doesn't sound so nice. I mean, it's nice, but it's not as beautiful as it could be. If you have 20 people all with the same voice, it's not as beautiful as it could be. But when there are 20-piece instrument band that has a flute and a guitar and a violin and a piano and drums, then that's a magnificent orchestra that produces an incredible symphony and a song. What makes Torah so beautiful, says the Aruch HaShulchan, is that each person has his own track, his own way, and they're all true. They're all Elu v'Elu, Divrei Elokim Chaim. And so my daughter wrote in this poem, one plays piano, one plays a flute, and another violin, all part of one orchestra. Yet they play their own part, and together they create music. But if the violinist plays the piano, and the pianist plays the flute, they will not create music. So I must play my part, and you must play yours, and together we can create music. So the lesson of the Makri is that we should pay attention to the Tekiah, the Shvarim Truah, and the Tekiah Gedola. But let that Makri calling out to each one of us, let it ring strong, not only on Rosh Hashanah this year, but every single day, the rest of the year, every single day of our life. That Tekiah, Shvarim Truah, Tekiah, that Bas Kol from Har Sinai is for us to wake up and follow the Derech that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us on. I wish you all a ksiva, a chesima tova, a good gebenshura, mitzvah Hashem. I'll see you guys next week.